Other building that went on, ponds, that was important.
We didn't build any new ponds, but see, this part of Osage County was considered a dry area, and cattle need to be close to water. There are some lovely streams there, but they were too far spaced for most ranchers' tastes. Cattle just need to be closer to water. So back in the 20s and 30s and later, a number of ponds were dug. But those ponds through the years had become silted and lacked much holding capacity. So during the last few years of drought we had, we went in and restored those ponds, dug them out where they will have a much higher capacity.
Roads, had to be quite a few roads you had to build.
We didn't build any roads, or very few roads, but we fixed up the roads considerably. The historic ranching practice was a road through the pasture. Once it got so muddy and so rutted that you couldn't drive it anymore without getting stuck, you'd just move over about 15 feet and make another road.
Okay.
Well, that was just an erosion scar. So we went back in and graveled the roads at a tremendous cost.
What about building pens? That was kind of different, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a big change. We had the ranch pens there southwest of the headquarters up on top of a hill that were for cattle working. That wouldn't work for bison. There where the bison pens are, there were some cattle pens there as well, but we took those out. And our staff members went from the Wichita Mountains in southwestern Oklahoma to Ted Turner's ranches and the National Bison Range in Montana, to places where they have bison in the Dakotas, Kansas, and Nebraska, and looked at the facilities they had for working bison, because we're going to have to work them each year. They came back, and our staff designed the pens, and that was a continual construction project to continue adding on to the corrals. The original version of the bison working pens was pretty basic, but now it's well-developed and very impressive.
So building pens for bison is a bigger deal than building them for cattle.
They've got to be taller and stouter. Fortunately, Helmerich & Payne out of Oklahoma City, or their pipe yard in Oklahoma City, they have an office here in Tulsa as well, they donated the drill stem pipe, weighs 17.5 pounds a foot. They donated the pipe. Tech Tube and Fin Tube here in Tulsa donated the tubing. So all of those pipe needs were donated, plus Arrow Trucking, Jim Peelsticker was on the Oklahoma Board of Trustees, hauled the pipe from Oklahoma City to Sand Springs, where it was cut to length and then hauled it to the preserve. It's thousands and thousands of feet, and our net cost for all of that tubing that's used in the corral building was donated. We couldn't have done it otherwise. It was a huge donation.